just speaking and being a friend.
And being
Thanks.
super hot. Oh yeah, that's we should add that in there. We're all hot,
Yeah.
so I mean
That has to
that's
be
not
part of
like
it.
too hard. That's
And
not too hard.
keeping up with your inner spirit and your outer spirit.
Exactly. I mean, it's
Does that mean something? You
yeah, that
know
does
what
mean
I'm
something.
talking about?
Welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Keeping Up with Chaos. It's Jocelyn. If you're new here, hi, welcome. If you've been here before, thanks for coming back. We appreciate you. You're going to find real, random, sometimes funny, chaotic conversation over cocktails. Everyday friends sharing their chaos. We all have it. Tonight, we talk to Carrie Postuma. Okay, it's new beginnings, but it's not exactly what you think about when it comes to new beginnings. The unicorn knows. She knows. Okay, we're talking about make the changes. Just do it. No balls, no babies. Fruitation, not a word, but now it is. And of course, cutting the sucky people out of your life. What are your superpowers? And keep up with that inner and outer spirit, okay? And it's tits out, baby. Grab your wigs. That's what we're doing tonight. So we're going to have some fun tonight. Pull up a chair. Get comfy on the couch. Strap in if you're getting ready to go for a walk. Buckle up if you're heading to work. And if you like the podcast, share it with just one friend. Just share it. Please, please, please. We'd really appreciate it. And we appreciate you. So let's see where tonight's conversation takes us. Cheers.
Guess what? Can you hear me? Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's happening?
I'm
late.
Nope. There was something I was going to go do. I was going to tell you something, but I'm like, I got to go do this one thing. You're fucking late.
No, go do it. I'm like, I'm 2 minutes late. You're good. Go do it.
Okay. I forgot what it was though, but I figure if I stand up, maybe I'll remember.
Okay. I got to write some shit down too. So go. Go do your thing.
I remember now. It's that I have my Beats headphones. I'm going to fucking go get them.
Oh, yes. I'm still writing.
Holy
still
shit.
Writing.
Oh, good. That's so much better than those fucking weird gaming headphones. Oh, anyways. Okay. So,
All right.
I can't remember a fucking thing I'm saying. I feel like I need to write everything fucking down that I think I'm going to think I'm saying.
Yeah, do that because I'm writing some notes down to it. Ooh.
Girl, fucking catch up.
I'm working on it. I've had a day. So, I'm trying to get into the mood. I went for a walk.
Yeah.
We can talk about it.
I'm ready for anything. Fuck it. What day is it? Wednesday. It's been a long fucking week.
Okay.
I'm getting a call right now from work. Let's right now. That's happening. Cheers.
It. Cheers. We'll pre cheers before our guest gets here.
Hold on. Hello.
No, you're good.
Hey, guess what? I am seriously in the middle of podcasting right now. No, just do that thing. That's awesome. Okay. You're awesome. I'll talk to you later. Bye. That was awesome.
You're like, I'm about to podcast.
Dude, this is so baller. Like, this is like the Wild West of whatever the fuck this is, you know? Like, it's like the Bitcoin of fucking whatever this is.
It is the Bitcoin of whatever this is. It's called a podcast. And I was going to say, no, you're right. This is like the Bitcoin of like whatever, man. You know, like we're like doing this thing and it's fun. And I'm glad that you're along for the ride. And I want to say that I'm having so much fun with you. And I just want you to know that I'm having fun with you and I'm glad that you have jumped on board.
I'm having so much fun too. This is awesome. I get to like close the door and be alone for like an hour. It's fucking amazing. And I have to work on my swearing. I was listening to this with one of my kids and like he would hear the swearing and then he would get like the you're being cringy face. And I'm like, am I being cringy? It's like too much swearing. And I'm like, yeah. But I'm going to keep doing it. I can't help it. I don't feel authentic without just talking like my normal self. And it just happened, you know, over COVID. They were around. They heard me swearing. It's too late now. There's no turning back. Toothpaste tube. Done.
At this point in time, it's not just my swearing I'm worried about. It's like my children swearing. And it's really more like my youngest swearing. He swears like a sailor. So, and it's like in context and at like the right moment in the sentence where like you would insert the proper swear word. And I just put something out there on social media. I shared on my Instagram page, hippie_hotwing_ if you want to like me or follow.
I already like you so much.
I know you already like me, but if you want to follow me, but okay. No, I put something out saying like a little mental sticky note to myself. Like, hey, I feel like I'm a better mom when I have other kids around, like other people's kids around. I think we've touched on this before. I'm like less sweary. Instead of being like, God damn it, shit, fuck. I'm like, oh, guys, come on now.
Right. It's like less everything. Everything's like down a notch. It's like you up the camp and down the everything else. But we have to talk about your shirt for a second, because up I think it says be here now.
Isn't that awesome?
Where
I'm in my jammies. I want to have a jammy party, but you're wearing your jammy jeans. So
okay, but fine. Can we just talk for a second? Two things. First, where did you get that shirt?
It says be here now. And then at the bottom of it, it says Good Heart.
Did you get it from the Good Heart store?
I did. And I actually, it was a present that was sent to me by my sister.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So she sent that to me. She saw it. And it was like, it goes back to that present giving podcast that we, that conversation we had.
Talking about.
She saw it and she thought of me and she got this for me. And then she got herself one. And I think that she was, you know, kind of like purposely saying like, be here now, like you're too far away. Be here now.
It's hard to know. You'd have to ask her.
I know. So I don't know. I like it because it's comfy and it's a nice shirt to wear like as like a jammy shirt, you know. I might not sleep in it, but I like it to like have for
It's funny what you said about the jeans though, because I am in jeans 24/7, 365. That's pretty much my life. Like I'll go to the pool, like the community pool. All the people are wearing, you know, pool clothes. I'm wearing jeans and a cami. That's my life. by the way, hi, buddy.
Okay, what was it?
He can't hear me.
Okay. Can you shut the
door? It's the cutest kid ever. My God, the glasses are adorable.
He has to wear glasses all the time now.
I love it. Does he love them?
Well, because he's like, do I really have to wear these all the time? Before we thought he would just have to wear them like a little bit, and now he has to wear them like all the time.
Good.
And his prescription had to be increased, and so did my middles. I spent the whole day it's a hospital. It's, you know, it's a branch of like the from Miami that it's like an eye hospital, basically. It's like a ophthalmology hospital. And so we spent all day there today. That's why I'm kind of in a mood.
Oh, fuck. That sounds terrible.
I picked them up at like 10:30.
No, I don't want to hear about that. I know what it's like to sit on the phone with AT&T or do that shit. Fuck.
I came home after the day and I actually took a nap. Like legit. Yeah. I was like woozy driving home. Do you ever feel that when you're like driving in the car?
Oh, yeah.
You're woozy. And I like walked in the door and I said, everybody grab your iPads and Xboxes. Like, don't talk to me for like 20 minutes. And I literally made a cup of coffee. Yeah, it's like a coffee nap. I drank some coffee and then I laid down so that it kicks in. It's like a real thing. Like so that it kicks in. So you lay down and you take a nap. And then when you wake up, the coffee should be like kicking in. Right. So
I like it. That sounds awesome. I've not heard of that.
Yeah, I know. It was a trick that like a nurse friend of mine told me about. She was like, if you're tired, take a 20-minute power nap, but drink some coffee before you take a nap. I know it sounds weird, but by the time you wake up from like closing your eyes for 20 minutes, the coffee will be kicking in.
Okay. I don't know. It sounds like a lot. Remind me sometime randomly during the day to do that.
Okay.
Okay. I have a couch in my office. I can lay down on it and take a coffee nap.
You should take coffee naps in your office. For sure something you should do. We're starting a trend.
I'm sure the UPS guy won't think it's weird when he sees me just laying on the couch, taking a coffee nap when he like comes by to drop shit off. I'm sure he'll think that's totally normal.
I'm sure he'll probably be like, for you, there's probably like zero expectations of any normalcy. They're probably like walking into your office at any given moment, wondering what might transcend.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm mostly not wearing shoes. It's mostly socks or slippers, but my slippers have holes in them. So I just go with socks mostly. Sometimes I do cartwheels in the office just to switch it up. It's a good secret. This is like, seriously, you could do this in your normal life. Like, let's say that something's going on, shit's fucked up. It's like a bad vibe and you need to shake it off. You can't just shake it off. Like just do a cartwheel, switch it right the fuck up.
That's
perfect.
That
works
awesome.
Every time.
I don't think I can do a cartwheel anymore. I'm too old. Maybe can I do a somersault? Can I do a somersault?
I don't know. Like I haven't tried that. The cartwheel thing is it for me. I mean, try the somersault thing. See if it does it.
I really don't know if I can get my legs like fully up and over. Like I'm not really sure if I can fully do like a full cartwheel. I mean, it might be like a half-ass cartwheel. Yes, I would like to see your cartwheel. You want to see my cartwheel?
I want you to put that on a fucking Instagram reel next weekend.
Okay.
Next weekend. I said next weekend. So don't drink so much during the week that you feel like you have to do the Instagram wheel. Wait till next weekend. Drink a bunch, then do the cartwheel.
I'm sure drinking and cartwheeling across my house that's all tile. That sounds like a really good idea.
Okay. Like true or false?
Not a good idea.
When I'm drinking, I am better at playing pool. True. Okay. So maybe you're better at playing cartwheels.
Okay, I'm not really sure that cartwheels and booze or alcohol go hand in hand, but we could give it a whirl. I'm all about, you know, okay, when an opportunity arises these days, I'm going to take it. That's my new thing. So
it is.
It is since 2020 hit. And then, yeah.
Okay, I'm giving you an opportunity to go on Amazon and buy shoes for my kids. Will you take this opportunity?
Why do you keep getting wanting people to buy shoes for your freaking kids?
They always need shoes. It's too many kids. That's the problem. There's something that's good about it. It's like, I have three kids, so I have no nostalgia. You know, there's no like, oh, maybe I should have had one more. No, three is the amount. Like, oh, remember those cute little baby outfits? No, fuck those baby outfits. I'm all set. Yes, you know, so that part is awesome. But like on the downside, you know,
they need shit all the time.
They really do.
And they grow like all the time. And then they need new stuff. I know it's annoying. And then, I mean, the other day I have a teenager he's growing out of his pants, but he has very specific pants because they wear these athletic pants, but the athletic pants have to be tapered down to the ankle. Right. So they're not like the usual, like
of course
basketball pants. Yeah. Well, he's outgrowing them. Well, they're like $70 to $120 a pair. And I'm like, do you really need the name brand? Because we could probably save some money if we don't get the name brand. And he's like, I'm fine with no name brand. I'm like, really? I'm like, you're in high school. Isn't that important? He's like, I'm fine with the non-brand. I don't need the name brand. As long as it's like, he has very specific colors. It's gray, gray, and gray. And then some more gray. Like he doesn't vary. And then if he does blue, if we do vary, it's maybe black, white, or maybe he might add in some blue, but he's very specific about the blue.
So let me say this. Does he do his own shopping?
I try to get him to go on Amazon and put stuff in the cart or text me like
required.
A link. Yeah.
I'm starting this now. I'm like, you want, even with Instacart, I'm just going to say this. I have been doing Instacart since before this pandemic.
You're cool.
I am. I'm cool because of that. Okay. So I knew how to use it when everyone was like, what the fuck is Instacart? I'm like, shit, right. Instacart. I'm like all over that shit. Like getting yeast delivered to my house and shit before everybody knew that shit was going to be like hard to get. So I started with that and I'm like, these kids need to put things in the Instacart. I want Oreos, put it in the Instacart. And then same thing. I need pajama bottoms. Like, guess what, fucker? You order them. Send me the link that you want and I will buy it for you.
Right.
You wear the same sweatshirt every day. You need a new sweatshirt. I'm not going to pick it out. Why? It's going to always be the wrong shit. That's why. So they need to pick it out.
Exactly.
And then when it's the wrong shit, it's their fault.
Exactly. So. It's their fault. Fuck them. I'm just telling our guest, I said, we're here. Just jump in. Like you're meeting us at a restaurant, you know, like, cause we're here.
Yeah. Like what kind of restaurant? Like a pancake house? That sounds awesome right now.
Oh, she, hold on one second.
Okay. Do you want me to play Jeopardy music?
Yes. Check.
Okay. Jump. You do not want me to sing. That's what everyone says. My kids hate when I sing. All I want to do is sing 80s music. Like old school rap from when I used to be like hot, you know, that kind of shit. I like to blast that shit and sing. My kids hate it when I do that. I got them to let me do it anyway. Do you do that? Do you like sing? Blast out and sing in your car?
No, I like always forget to turn on the music. I get in the car and I'm either yelling at somebody or I'm having like a come to Jesus talk.
Wow. Yeah. Both of those things sound really intense.
Or like, it's like silent. Like everybody's in like their own head, you know, for like a minute, especially first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Sometimes they need that, you know, sometimes I don't turn music on because I'm like, things are intense. Everyone needs like their own moment right now.
Yeah. I had that moment earlier where maybe it happens a lot because a lot of times like my number three will be like, mom. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I'm talking to you. And I'm like, oh my God, I was just in my head. I did not hear what you had to say.
Program. Oh my God. I fucking love you.
What's happening?
Hello. Amazing.
She looks like she's just
see me.
I can see you.
I can see you. You look amazing. Okay. Can you hear us?
Yeah, she answered us.
We're in. Oh yeah. I forgot.
So I had the other thingies. And then I had to do a million things before I got here. And then it was between the headphones and I'm like, fuck, I thought I had everything together. So that's my chaos starting.
Good. You just jumped right in. I love it. Cheers.
Yes. Cheers.
Oh my gosh. We have like,
yay!
We have like activating twins.
You guys both have jars Masons. Of something.
Yeah, what's your jar of something there, Miss Carrie?
It's añejo.
That sounds like
I'm not cool. What is it?
Yeah, what is
tequila?
Not straight up in the jar.
Right, it's aged tequila.
Is that like full tequila, nothing mixed into it? Like you're going straight?
Oh God, no.
Okay.
I don't like alcohol poisoning.
Right, exactly. We're so glad you're here. We're just bullshitting right now. We're just talking about. You look amazing. Look at you.
I know.
Well, you're thank so you. You do too.
I what want a flannel on? Like that. That's. I've been trying to find a flannel online, but it's one of those things you have to try to like. You have to wear it and see how it fits. You know, I feel this like if I buy it great. Online, it's going to be weird. I want that.
I should. Market. I'll just bring you back one.
That's back so where? 90s. Where are you? That's
there's
so 90s.
Carhartt. There's fucking pockets.
Yes.
Ladies.
Right? Where did you get that?
You love I got pockets.
It. I got it. It's Carhartt. I got that. It at I got it at Mitch's Trading Post in Baraga, Michigan.
Okay, could you be more random? Jeez, no. Never mind.
So no. Ginger, you missed the memo. Carrie, she took the plunge with her man friend and they got an RV and they've been like RVing all over the place. Like
here
and there and everywhere. Yeah. So that's not random. That's Carrie.
That's home. His dad's side of the family is from Berga. So it's actually his aunt's like warm weather wear supply shop right next to the Indian tribal land. Cool. And Berga is like, okay, so
are you giving us the hand?
Yeah.
This is something only people in Michigan can do. Anyone so who tries to do this from a different state. We're getting the UP right now for everyone who can't say.
Mackinac Bridge, and then you head west.
Okay.
To Berga, right?
Like that's towards like, Wisconsin. Right?
This is Copper Harbor. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Copper Harbor.
Wow.
And their family is here.
Do you guys have tater tot hot dish up there?
There's not much up there, but maybe they could franchise. There's so much opportunity up there. There is
really?
Like so much opportunity. People around here are like, oh yeah. I mean, it's a great time to sell, but where am I going to go? What am I going to do? There is so much to offer up there.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, the winners. I'm not sticking around there in the winter.
Right.
You know, like we're, like Jazz said, we're out and about. We get around.
That's so cool.
It's like, it's a lot like following the path of the storms, like just trying to stay ahead of the storms.
I know. That's amazing. Cause you were in Texas when it froze, like the whole, like a big portion of Texas froze, and you were texting me and you're like, we're trying to get out of Texas. We just got out of there in the nick of time. Where were you? Like, what were you doing? And then you're like, we saw frozen cows. Legit.
Yeah. Legit.
Like standing in a field.
So I didn't even tell you about the night before that.
Okay. Tell me. Cause I want to hear this.
I had this dream.
Okay.
So, hold on. Tequila time. Swallow. It's
yeah.
Okay.
Right. So we were in Biloxi, Mississippi, staying, right across from the beach in a motor park.
Cool.
You know, RV motor park. And the winds were really strong off of the Gulf. So I had this dream that like shit was going to go down. And then I was watching the news a little bit that shit was coming in from and we're heading west. And shit was coming in like ice storms and blah, blah, blah. And I had this horrible dream. So the next morning we wake up, we drive. We get to Creole in Louisiana. Cool. That's the Delta. Like hurricanes hit like in the fall and demolished like the whole fucking Delta.
Yes,
it was
why
so
would you
crazy.
Go there? Don't go there.
So it was
I feel like I'm in a horror movie when they're going upstairs. I'm like, no.
It's America. That's what's happening in the Delta in the South. And we saw this pink flamingo flying through the air and it was just like wow
through a storm.
this was before the storm hit. This was the day before the storm hit, right?
Oh, okay, right, gotcha.
So we're the day before the storm hit, we're heading toward the storm, We don't really know that we're heading into the storm of hadn't been this worse in 30 years there in that area.
Right.
So we're heading down the road. We see the flamingo. We're going to go and park on a beach right in Creole County.
Yeah.
It's in the Delta of Louisiana. We get there in the RV in the truck. It kind of stuck a little bit in the sand.
Oh no.
And I was like, no, he got us out and everything, but I was like, I don't feel good here. You know, I had that dream last night. So we dumped the water to help us get out of the sand, which was what, 15 or 30 gallon? No, like 300 gallons in this tank. So it's a clean water tank.
Right.
Right.
A lot of gallons.
Well, it's for dry
gallons.
It's for dry camping, right? So you can camp without having to hook up, I assume.
Right. They call it boondocking.
Okay, boondocking. Right. All right.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. So when you're boondocking, you gotta like resource, you know, hold your resources. So anyway, we ditched it and we're like, okay, well, fuck. We had to get out of that situation. And we went up the road to higher ground on a river. And that's when the storm hit. And people were worried about the power going out and all that stuff. So in the morning we woke up and there was ice like 5 inches deep everywhere. So that was when the first storm hit.
Oh my God.
So we just stayed put for the next day.
That's a lot of ice.
It was a lot of ice. When we went to Walmart, like there was water under here. We could see like bubbles, but there was five inches, 2 feet. I don't know. It was crazy. So
there's a shit ton of ice.
Shit ton of ice.
Yeah.
And then the whole state of Texas power went out. Right.
Right.
And, we bolted the next day and then the next storm hit.
So you got out of Dodge like super.
Are you still? Is that still happening to you? Like, how many times in a row did that happen? That's like
that
intense.
Was just during that storm system.
That
went
storm.
Through.
Okay.
So she texted me and was like, "I legit saw like frozen cows, like cows legit standing
pastures.
In a pasture, like a whole cow.
Wait, like to death?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
frozen
to
death. Like,
did you get a picture of that? Please,
no.
Tell me
it was. I didn't realize what was going on.
Oh my God.
Until after,
that's
and then
insane.
I was Googling like what's going on with these cows and people are saying they're freezing and their ears are falling off. And I'm like, I was going
Holy
super
shit.
Slow in the truck. He's pulling the RV. We're going so slow. These cows aren't moving. And there were beautiful cows, like pastures of lots and lots and lots of cows, like mile after mile. And they're all standing beside the road, frozen to death. Where do they go?
Can we
they
just
don't
take
a,
like,
they don't need
a little
barn.
PSA here? Like everyone, your beef is about to become incredibly expensive. If you have an opportunity to buy that in bulk, I would buy that now and freeze it.
Yeah, it's probably or that's that ship is already sailed.
Holy shit.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that, that is crazy. I mean, that would. So then you guys hightailed it to Florida. So you were in my
neck. So then we went to Florida and then and we had a nice night there and it was calm. And then the next night after that, the next storm came through, right? Because there was two and tornadoes went through. And I woke up, I go, did you hear that? And he was like, yeah, it sounds like a train going through, tornadoes.
Oh my God. Did you have to like, go bunker down in the bathrooms?
No, we were sound asleep. I mean, that's why in Michigan, basements were like, we bolt, right?
Yes.
We have basements.
That was always
there,
so fun when we got to practice that, going in the basement. Like pretending it was a tornado,
but
playing cards.
Did you know the tornado drill today?
Yes.
Michigan?
Yes. I was freaked out. My kids were home
real?
Alone because they had a half day.
Yes.
And I was like, it is not Saturday. What is happening?
Yes.
Was it real?
I was like,
a real tornado?
It was a statewide tornado drill.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's.
Thanks for the notice.
Right.
Yeah, I'm obviously not on the right text thread because I did not hear anything about that. Someone had to Google it in my office.
I think
I heard that. I heard that Primo's burnt down first.
Yeah. But I mean, Primo's is iconic.
Get out.
Yeah.
Totally.
Primo's is iconic, like from our, you know, upbringing. And so when people were posting those pictures, I was like, what's on fire? Why is everybody putting pictures, you know, on social media about like a building on fire? And then somebody texted me, a mutual friend from high school texted me and my sister. And I was like, oh, that's what that was. Shit, dude, that sucks, you know?
So, yeah, I mean,
but
huge,
back to, yeah, that's
huge natural disaster.
Okay.
Basically, I mean, I was starving for pizza, like for an hour.
And you got zero pizza.
Zero.
So I think it's pretty awesome that you and your boyfriend grabbed an RV. I mean, because you guys have been on all these excursions around the United States, which is like, I mean, pretty cool. Like, I want to live vicariously through you. I want to go on.
I'm a getaway coach. I tagged myself a getaway coach.
Did you have it before, or did you guys just like jump? You know, just make that
plunge. We travel. So he likes to go and I like to go too, because it gets me away from this. You guys know what I do. It's all this.
Yeah.
I don't watch television. You know, I find it all fake. Right. So I like to go and do or create real stuff. Like, you know, for you guys.
You're amazing. Stop it.
It's because you're an artist. Yeah, let's talk about that. We should tell everybody what you do, because that's what I wanted to talk to you about how, you know, you started with graphic design, right? And then you've sort of branched off into some, like, I mean, you're doing everything right now. I mean, talk about.
It was just starting to learn, you know, computer programs.
Yeah.
Once you learn computer program, then you're good. I mean,
I love how you say that. Like, it's just like, oh, just learn a computer program. Totally. Moving on to like some other weird thing that's not impossible.
Well, CAD. I mean, what happens when you learn CAD, right? What happens when you learn just Gmail? I mean, I'm sure there's things in Gmail where you're still like, how the fuck do I merge? Meh.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Totally.
It's just like,
you figure it out. I mean, I had to learn how to do all of this podcasting stuff behind the scenes. There's a lot that goes into a podcast. You don't just plug in and record and be done with it. There's a shit ton of shit that goes, That's, you know.
No, but there's something, I have to say something. I pride myself on my ability to identify people that have passion. This is like a bit of information that you guys don't know about
me. Superpower.
It's a superpower. Carolyn Postma.
This is, I don't have a fake name. I need to change it.
Do you want a different name?
Ginger, what do we do? I've just rebranded myself as Carolyn Postma. I went through Carrie, right? Carolyn Dow, Carrie Dow, Carolyn Postma, Carrie Postma. And then, you know, like, I'm keeping my maiden name. Well, I'm sorry. I'm keeping my married name until the kids turn 18.
And then you're going to change it.
Yeah. And I've thought a few things, Ginger. What do you think about my mother's maiden name? Okay. My father's maiden name is Dow, right?
Yeah.
My mother's maiden name is Close.
Nice.
That's cool. Carrie Close.
Carrie Close.
I like it. Well, that's the other part of it too, is like, you know, not only did you start your graphic design, you know, company, right? I mean, because that's what you're doing. I mean, and you can say it. I mean, you can throw it out there because I know you changed it recently and you rebranded.
It's true. Yeah. That plays back into rebranding and what I do is you got to keep evolving, right?
Right. What was it called? It's called, Candy. Interactive candy, right?
Interactive. Yeah.
Is it interactive candy?
Interactive candy.
Yeah. And it's awesome. And I think it's sweet. And like, I mean, if anyone really wants to know, like, who do you think is the puppet master behind Keeping Up With Chaos artwork? That would be you. Who made my artwork? You did. And I know she's done some stuff for you too, Ginger. I mean, you do amazing stuff.
Okay.
This is what you wanted, right? I feel like I listened. I could, you know, like your superpower, Ginger, is to do what you do. And then you mentioned that you see passion in people. I see people's visions and I put it into visual digital artwork, which was what I went to school for.
You want to know what my superpower is? My superpower is finding people like you guys and bringing you into my world to help me make my vision happen. Because I can't do it all, you can't do it all, but together we can do everything. You know, that's like kind of my thing.
Over this. A.
A, we can't glaze over this.
We can't glaze over this. A, the logo for my business, it was adorable idea-ish.
Oh, yeah.
He took it and turned it into something fucking totally Tits McGee. And I was like, yes. All I did was send her something with some rambly garble, like, this is fucked up. Can you fix it? And she was like, what about this? And I'm like, exactly this. And that was perfect. Okay. So that was amazing. B, you guys might not know about this. It's called the Bar Mitzvah logo. Anyone? I cannot even tell you. So for anyone that doesn't know, a bar mitzvah is when a kid who is Jewish turns 13, he's an adult and he has a party. A lot of times these bar mitzvahs have a theme, but what's trending is like logos, like kids are having logos made. And since it's COVID, I'm like, I am totally getting this kid a fucking logo, right? He's having 30 people at his fucking bar mitzvah. Like, we can make a logo happen. So I show him some fonts from Pinterest. And he's like, I like this one. And I'm like, it's so shitty. I'm like, I hate it so much. And I was like, what about this other one? Like, all these different ones. And he was like, no, he wanted this one. So I was like, maybe Carrie can turn it into something that doesn't completely blow. And I sent it to her and I was like, he wants this, but can you fucking beef it up a little bit? She sends it to me. Amazing. Every person that sees it fucking loves it. No, everybody comments on how cool it is. So we're going to have some hoodies made. It's going to be sweet swag. That's all I have to say.
Send one to me. I want to celebrate.
Kids totally. Oh my God. Yes.
So yeah, totally. We didn't even talk about the fact that she not only is a graphic designer, but she's designed obviously things for you, for your business, and now your son's bar mitzvah. And she's designed Keeping Up With Chaos, our artwork. But you started, you're kind of in my zone right now. You're kind of like, when an opportunity arises, you're gonna do it. You're not gonna let fear hold you back. You're not gonna get in your head and tell yourself not to do it. You're just gonna do it. And you had you're a creative individual. You're a creative soul. And you had an idea and you were like, fuck this, I'm doing it. And when you were texting me and we were messaging, you know, about my artwork stuff and you were sharing with me your new adventure, I was like, that is fucking Tits McGee, not to steal your words.
That's fucking awesome. I stole it from someone else.
But I mean, it's Michicorn, right? I mean, that's your new little like side hustle baby project, right? Are we allowed to talk about that? Or are we not allowed to talk about that?
You can talk about it. Yeah. I just got the tit keys in. So now every keychain will come with a tit key. So when you're out in the woods playing shuffleboard, you're going to have a tit key on there. Stay safe.
For those who don't know what that is, it's a remover device to get ticks out of your body when you're having fun in the
big
woods.
Oh my God. I thought you said,
like normal people do.
I thought you said tit key. I was like, apparently we're having lots of fun. We need a tit and a key. I'm not
going to have fun with tits too, but this is a tit key. So like when you're out in what's called the big woods, for those of you that live in weird places that don't have a big woods,
like me,
it's called ticks. And when you see one, you just fucking pluck it off your body. If you have a tit key, it's like amazing. That is
okay.
Awesome.
I learned something new, but that's pretty cool. So, and you launched it, right? Like you launched your site and everything's like up and running and
it's up and running.
And you've got product and stuff. That's pretty cool.
I've got product. Yeah. That was my project to keep me from digging my head into the ground, you know, to stay afloat, to keep up, to keep moving, to power through, you know?
Yeah. I know.
Things are slow.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you've also, that was during COVID, right? Like during the C word where you just sort of like went, you're like, screw it, rip that Band-Aid off and just like dive in. Yeah. Or did you start it before?
I mean, like the bits and pieces had been inside of me, you know.
Right.
I'd been making.
So wait, what is this website that you're doing?
Yeah,
what is it, and how is it different from the interactive candy that you are doing too?
She has lots of side hustles like me. She's like a side hustler. She's like,
I love it.
Over here, I'm hustling over here. She's got interactive candy. So that's her graphic design company. And then you launched Michicorn, right? So is it Michicorn.com?
Yeah, it's michicorn.com.
And so it's really sweet. And I'll let you share. It's really sweet, Michigan-based, cool, like artistic, with like meshed, like it's like Michigan and a unicorn had a baby, right?
Right. Yeah.
Fuck, yes.
Yeah. It's just a fun little project. And so I put it together because I wanted to just make it to show people how you can do it so easily. You can take an idea. Mm-hmm. People have ideas all the time. Why not just show them? Like, I go to networking groups. I get it. I know how to do it. I know how to sell stuff. Here's how easy it is. I'll tell anybody how easy it is.
Right.
Here, and I just wanted to just show people, like, you can do anything. Like, what's holding you back, really?
Fear, your head, you know.
So, like what kind of stuff? Like if you, like, when you go to the library and they do that 3D printer of, like, a Pokemon, like, what do you mean? Like,
she's got,
I don't
swag.
Know the website.
Oh, swag.
So it's swag.
She's got swag.
Oh, yes. So yeah, it's just selling a tiny little product that costs like what, $5.
Yeah.
You know, and I go and I go to my therapy group. It's not really a therapy group. It's a networking group with, you know, business in Anchor Bay. Like, I go to this chamber meeting.
What?
Yes. And I'm
where?
Like, okay, Anchor Bay.
Yeah, where Ginger? In Anchor Bay?
In New Baltimore, actually, our director just passed of the C word.
Oh my God.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That sucks. So it's like, it's not therapy, but it feels like therapy because you're like with a collective group of people that are also creatives and you guys are all in business and you guys are sharing and caring and like.
Well, it's not really all creatives. It's a chamber of business members in the Anchor Bay area in Michigan, which is
It's
over New Baltimore. You take, if you're from our
like
area,
right takes, under the thumb.
Yeah, yeah, it takes, is under the thumb. You're good. Why do we do that? Why do the Michiganders?
No, okay.
Why do
every state
and like put point in your hand. Like, I think
every state does this with their own state. It's just our state is actually insanely fucking accurate. Everyone's like, when they're in Mississippi, they're like, here's Mississippi. And then they pretend it's Mississippi.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck
you
that.
Can do it with the UP too.
Yeah, yes. I know. Yeah, the UP.
I mean, this is Wisconsin, right?
By the way. Oh yeah, you got it. By the way, I just want you guys to know that I went from Michigan, which is the hand. Okay. And then I went to Florida and you put the hand upside down. And
no, you don't.
Florida.
No, you don't get the hand. Sorry. No. Sorry.
Yeah, I do.
When you leave Michigan, you don't get the hand anymore.
I get the hand. It's got the panhandle and everything.
No.
It does. It has the panhandle.
It's got the panhandle. Okay.
You can't deny the panhandle.
It's a fucking hand.
You can't
Yours
glaze.
Is a penis. Ours
Ginger,
is a hand.
Ginger, you can't glaze over the panhandle.
Yeah, you can't glaze over the panhandle.
This is a penis.
Okay. Ginger, you need some. Sorry. You need to settle.
You're
Simmer
the one
down.
That said. To be drinking. That was your idea. You said cheers. You're the one that has vodka in the name. That's your fault.
Yeah, it is my fault. Okay. So Carrie, tell her about, like, you have swag. So you're basically, you're modeling to potential future clients. Like, hey, this is what I can do. I took an idea that was in my head and it came to fruition and here, wham, here's a website. Here's some merch. Here's some swag. And like, don't hold yourself back. I think that's awesome. Cause a lot of times I get in my head and I hold myself back on whatever it is. And I told myself in 2020 after the C word hit, and maybe it was brewing before, like how your Michicorn was brewing before.
Yeah.
I was like, I am no longer going to say I can't do this or I shouldn't do this. I'm not going to talk myself out of it. I'm not going to let fear stop me from doing something. I'm just, if an opportunity arises, I'm going to fucking do it. Like, new beginnings, right?
We're talking about put your fucking horn on and do it.
Yes. And I did it. And so, like, there's a couple things that I did too. I started a couple side hustles and so, you know, and
which is brave though.
You do.
Yeah,
everyone
you
says it like, go just do it. It's not about doing it. It's about being brave and doing the scary shit. And sometimes that's just too hard for people.
Well, you know? I think that, I think what holds some people back, and I should say what holds me back. No. Ooh.
What does it taste like?
Oh my God. Like, what does it smell like? Really,
garlic.
No,
delicious
tequila and garlic. Tequila, garlic. That sounds delicious. I was gonna say no, but what holds me back sometimes is just like thinking about like getting to the end, and it's really not about getting to the end. It's like what you do to get there, right? Like the actual
the
path
daily
and the journey.
For
yeah,
me,
life
daily,
is a journey,
right?
Not a destination.
Yeah,
right, it's the daily, and to keep stringing it together, I guess, just to keep like. Yes, this is valid. This is what I'm doing. This is the decision every step of the way, right?
Yeah.
Because you're forging the path. You're not doing what your teacher told you to.
Exactly. You
Yeah. And I mean, I think a lot of people hold themselves back. Like they think like, oh, I can't start working out because I have to have like the best workout clothes or I have to have the best gym membership. No, just fucking put your shoes on and start walking outside, yeah. You know,
just start learning. Just like if it's a program, a nerdy program, you learn one soft skill, you learn another soft skill, you're in business. Shit. Like how hard is it to fucking work?
It's, I mean, yeah,
it's super hard.
For some people, it's hard sometimes.
Well, what's harder? You know, what's harder is going through all the bullshit you have to go through in the state of Michigan government database to get help. It's so fucking dumb. It's the worst thing you ever want to. I'd rather do my own shit on my own time and figure these little.
Are you talking about the free money puddles they're giving away?
Are we allowed to say that?
Say what? Free money? It's America. We can say whatever the fuck we want. What do you think this is, France?
Thank God.
Yeah. It's a podcast, right?
Right.
It's a podcast. It's a platform to like, you know.
Freedom of speech.
Tell me about it, stud.
No, but so, I go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So yeah, freedom of speech. You're an artist because you speak and create. You speak your mind and you know, take your thoughts and put them into words and put them out there, and that's exactly freedom of speech.
I try.
You do. I think you're one of the most talented people I've ever met in speaking and being a friend
and being super hot.
Oh yeah, that's we should add that in there. We're all hot, yeah. So I mean that's not like too hard.
And keeping up with your inner spirit and your outer spirit.
Exactly. I mean, it's...
Does that mean something? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
No, I do know what you're talking about. It is tough. And I mean, let's not glaze over the fact that like you've had... you were talking about how you were keeping like your married name, but like you're moving on. I mean, I think it's pretty tough when you go through major change. And I know you were going through like a major change pre-COVID or pre-C-word. And I don't know like how that sort of went. Did that piggyback on each other? And then, or was it like sort of you were working out the details as the C-word, you know, ended up just sort of like plopping into our world? Because that, you know, that's difficult to manage too when you're creating and you have like your own companies and you know, you're making major life changes. Do you want to talk about that a little bit or no?
Well, I guess it's staying in tune. You got to stay in tune with what's happening in the world, right?
Yeah.
We all live in the world and some life changes happened. And then, you know, you just got to start depending on yourself and following it, what's inside.
Yeah.
So this all started before COVID and,
yeah, like a few.
What I was going to do was decided before COVID.
Yeah.
COVID's been an interesting element in my life. Is it controlling my life? No.
Yeah.
I'm controlling my life.
Yeah. You are in control of your life. Right. And I think it's awesome too, that during the time that you got control of your life, that you also opened yourself up to finding, like you said, new beginnings, right? You found this newfound partner that's like, it must be like pretty handsome because you've got him around.
Is he there? Can we just talk about that for 1 second?
I know. Is he in the background?
There. Stop it.
He's in bed.
Oh.
Ish.
Wait, are you in your RV?
No, that's not an RV.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that is. I'm on my porch.
Fucking awesome.
I'm on my porch and he's in the bedroom just right there.
No, but I think that's pretty awesome though, that, I mean, and then because you like decided to make that like life change and then obviously then you moved into like this whole nother chapter of your life, it opened up opportunities for you to do what you wanted to do and not let anything hold you back. And now you found like new love, which is also another new beginning, which I think is amazing. Cause like, I know, right? I mean, yeah, that's who your boyfriend is, right? He's
who doesn't get inspired by love.
Right? There's nothing better than that.
Love is like, everything.
I want to say there has to be a language where there's two different kind of loves, one for the people you fuck and one for the people you birth. I don't like that those two words are the same. You know, I'm like, I love you and I love you, but that's not the fucking same. And I think that's bullshit. And I feel like I know Iceland, you know, they have a weird language. I don't know someone who speaks a bunch of fucking languages, but I feel like some other language probably names those things something different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. They're not.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I can't have sex with my husband. I need to have someone that I can fuck and then someone I can watch that I can love. I don't know. That's what I got out of all that.
No,
I don't
it's
know.
Like your kids, the love
Put
you
your
have
wig
for your
on.
kids,
Put
or like
your
your
wig
dog
on,
or something, versus your husband or like some other person you're fucking, whoever those people are. You know, it's like a different thing, but okay. We use the same word. It's weird. Doesn't anyone else think that's weird?
I don't.
It's the universal word. Doesn't
But it
everyone?
Is beautiful. But talking about new beginnings, you know, because you were talking about that a little bit and I was thinking about, oh, like usually when you think of like new beginnings, you're like, oh, like a New Year's resolution, like something I'm going to do new to like make my life better and improved. What I'm thinking, I'm like, I feel like I'm going to do less of fucking everything. Like I'm going to do less hanging out with people I don't really like.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do Good. Less committing to birthday parties that I don't want to fucking go to.
Yes,
less fucking paying attention to my kids, who I mostly care about, but like I also care about myself and like my life that I'm existing in right now. Like you're around, you have goldfish, you're fine. You know,
right. No, and piggybacking off of that for sure, because like pre-COVID, I was thinking about doing a podcast, and then we tried to start it, and then COVID hit and we were like, let's fucking do this shit. And it's like one of those things where you have to like carve out time for you because you're a mom and you've got kids and your kids, they suck. You know, they take a lot of energy. Right. And you
they
love
suck.
Them.
They
like,
suck,
they're
right.
I mean, they, okay. So
they're going to be awesome.
They're going to be awesome.
They're all
but they,
done
when they can be big pains in
you know
the
what
asses.
I mean?
Yeah, for sure. But I was like, you know what? I take time to go for a walk to get some exercise. I take time to exercise. I need to fucking take time for myself to do something that I'm interested in doing. And if I can't go out with my girlfriends for wine, you know, or like a book club, then what? So we start a podcast and let's
the podcast.
Yes. And let's start.
Bod.
Like,
it's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Oh my God. Are you taking clothes off now? Now it's an entirely different podcast.
No, I want this whole outfit. I love that because that way when you're too hot, you can take it off. Cause I'm at that age. Remember I'm 40, right? I have this bottle of wine with the funny 40 sticker on it.
Oh my
so,
God.
So, you know, I get hot. I need to be wearing a cami. I get fucking freezing right away and I need like a super jacket. This is the best fucking thing ever.
I honestly,
I will bring you one back.
That would be amazing if you come this way when you're swinging around on your adventures.
I know. Where like, else have you guys gone? I
mean, Gulliver's Travels or whatever the fuck you're up to over there. Jesus.
You need to start a blog. We'll just add that to your list where you can do like the adventures of Carrie, you know?
Well, I did. Oh, did you guys get my invitation to like my new business page?
Is this on Facebook? What is it?
So,
share.
I became a realtor.
Oh,
and
what?
I joined a really awesome team in Birmingham who I have known for like over 2 decades. They're Remax Nexus. And Ron Rose is the broker and his wife, Mary, is in charge of marketing. And I told them what I was up to, my dream, and that I had just passed my real estate test. And they understood what I wanted to do by showcasing beachfront properties and
wow,
allowed me into their group. So I have it. Awesome. I have a
Did you bring that idea to them about the beachfront properties?
Yeah. So my handle is now my waterways on Instagram. My waterways,
okay,
or my waterways homes, something like that.
We'll put it. We can put it in the show notes. So you can, once you like, you know, hammer that out or like smooth it out, you can tell, we can put it in the show notes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So now, I got a drone. So new beginnings, I'm going to be just taking my drone and doing live showings. So what you were saying was, you know, the travel and everything. I'm going to showcase where you can go, you know, and get away. And if you want to change your lifestyle and be closer to water, which is so inspiring, you know, who doesn't want to go see the water, right?
Oh my God.
Everybody
wants
that.
I live like 30 minutes from the ocean. It's like beach wave therapy. It's ocean therapy. I love it.
That's a great idea though, for you to have like a niche in that area.
Did you know, here's a little like snippet of information. Did you know, I know. Did you know that, like, just being near a body of water, like, there's like
what science.
Stop. No, it's not wine and tequila. I'm talking like actual bodies of water. Okay, girl, simmer down. Actual bodies of water. It actually increases and enhances your mood. This is a scientific ginger. Just so you know. Google it.
Lore. Yes, we know.
So that I love it.
The unicorn knows.
She does. Cheers. I love it. Why do you think we all, you know, what is hilarious is that I moved from a state that's surrounded by bodies of water to another state that's like literally surrounded by the entire ocean.
Yeah, the snowbirds love it. And you can dip down there and avoid some of these horrible storms.
I know, right?
It's a nice spot. So I found a spot in Sanibel that I really want to blog about. It's like this super cute like motorhome village right on Sanibel. Where are you going?
She went to get paper towel. Oh, okay. That's hilarious. Thanks for the message, Ginger. Oh, you left your RV here.
We'll be going next week. We're going back down.
That's awesome. I hope we can catch up at least in person, you know, even if we can meet up for coffee or something, because that would be great. And give each other like, you know,
fake I'm around fucking all the time.
Yeah. I mean, if not this, then like, this is the new speakeasy.
It is the new speakeasy. So you're doing real estate beachfront property in Michigan or like all over the United States? Like,
you know what? Here's the number one thing, Ginger, draws. If you ever want to get out of this, get into real estate because it's the highest money making per minute transaction you can make with a referral these days.
Fuck yeah. Seriously? That's some data.
25%. 25% for a connection.
I think
so. And that's in contract. And there are, you know, in the works, there's some things that want to be changed with that and making everybody turn into $15 an hour employed workers. You know what I'm saying, Ginger? And
totally.
And cutting out the gig 1099 and
it's not gonna happen.
Can we just come together and say that, you know, can we live free or die?
Right.
Hey, that's New Hampshire. New Hampshire's the best. Live free or die is their license plate. And they just say it all. That's fucking America. But I want to say what's so cool about this, just real quick. I know you want me to stop talking. It's okay.
No, I didn't.
I'm going to stop talking. I can see it on your face. I can see it. Okay, Zoom. But this is what the boys don't fucking know about is there are fucking baller ass chicks that are rolling around doing fucking amazing shit that they can't even think about because it's so like different than the shit that they normally think about. And they think like, oh, you're hot. And that's it. That's the end of it. That's it. There's no like, hey, guess what? Like, I think shit that you can't figure out. And then I talk about it with other girls and it's baller. So you're welcome.
It is baller. Yeah. And I think it's awesome to be around other women that, you know, don't let themselves hold themselves back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think like, if you like, this is it. Like, if you think of something, if you have a creative idea in your head, let it out, do something with it. Right. If you want a podcast, if you want to start a company, if you want to create keychains and swag, you know, if you've got a creative idea, you want to start a business, you want to run a company, just, you want to make a, you know, like a life change and get into real estate, like do it.
Just tits out,
fucking do it. You know?
Oh,
I love it.
Yeah. This past couple of weeks, we had that day for us. What was it called?
Oh my God. International Women's Day.
Don't even start with that fucking day.
Really? We don't like that day. We're not.
No, I mean, we
are we allowed to walk out of our house with tits out?
Anytime we want. Canada, you're welcome. I don't know. No, fucking, I do whatever I want. I live with neighbors that aren't going to fucking tell on me. I don't know what the rules are.
Can we drive down the road with our tits out?
Can we?
No, I don't know. No. I don't think so.
We don't need a day. Like, take whatever fucking day you want. First of all, the main thing, let's be fair, my birthday's the next day. Okay. So that's the main reason I don't like it. It like takes away from my birthday.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Would. Fuck you.
You would.
Okay? Yes, I would. Okay. And then B, like,
Madonna was born on my birthday too. I get it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Really?
Fucking bitch.
See, how could you?
Fucking Immaculation of Mary on my birthday. Get it.
Hello. Oh my God.
See, you know what I'm talking about.
Melissa Mone's birthday, same day. Up,
and I'm like, Women's Day, I'm trying to like get in the zone here for my birthday. Can you please tone it down like 3,000 notches so I can focus on what's going to happen tomorrow?
Tone it down, Madonna. Tone it down.
Here's an interesting little tidbit. Did you know that Madonna's uncle was our teacher in middle school?
Do you remember that?
Nobody knows shit about Detroit and how awesome our music scene is.
Okay. Mr. Sarcone? Mr. Sarcone was
White Stripes. Yeah. Aretha.
Remember
Michael Jackson.
Remember we went to the funeral? You don't remember going to the funeral?
Hold on, Ginger. Yeah. Back up. Hold on.
Yeah. So
he also taught me how to drive.
Oh my God, this is hilarious. And he died like an untimely death.
Madonna's uncle?
I think it was it was her uncle, and everyone was talking about whether or not she was going to show up to the funeral, and I swear to God she showed up like incognito because it was a small church, you know, from where in.
You are so fanboy. Fucking episode fanboy.
Okay, well, I will just that's
I love it though. I'm giving you the finger. I love it too.
No, but yeah, Mr. Sarcone, he was her uncle. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, you could Google it. I'm pretty sure you could Google that, Ginger.
I'm Googling it.
He actually died like an untimely death because he did something like where he got electrocuted on accident, right?
Yeah, I mean, he did. He was trimming some wires, trees like up on a ladder.
Yeah, which is like
in
a
his
no-no.
Yard.
Yeah,
apparently, and like you PSA. Know, hit a line.
Yeah, which
and
is
it
like
was really sad.
It was very, really sad.
I got nothing
like,
for you.
Devastating. And
he spelled it wrong.
There was like miles and miles of cars in his motorcade.
So back to like, this is what happens. We go off on little weird tangents. I'm gonna have to reel us back in. Let me just pull us back in for a second. But I think it's really cool. So that you.
Yeah. Where are we?
So you bring out the sunglasses. Okay. Now you're giving me the finger. Okay. Now we're bringing out.
I don't know why you're trying to be so serious right now.
I'm not trying. Oh my God.
What
is with
that
look?
That wig is awesome.
Why so serious?
It's a long gray wig. I feel like I have a blue one that looks just like that.
Do you even know who I am? For Halloween. I mean, really, do you guys know who I am? I am serious, but yes. I think we're tits out tonight. Okay, I guess we're titting it out tonight. Ginger's got her glasses. Carrie's got her wig.
I have problems. These are so hard. Like they're supposed to be easy, but they're not.
I need some wigs. I need to get some wigs.
You need wigs. Your husband will tell you the same fucking thing.
Hang tight. I got something really quickly. Talk amongst yourself.
It's going to be wigs.
I'm a unicorn. I've got ears and a unicorn horn.
Look at me.
Look at me.
That could be included too.
I don't
we
know
could add that in.
I don't know, Ginger, if that's going to help the situation.
Maybe not.
What? What are you talking about? Why am I left out? I'm taking a picture.
That's what happens when you leave. You know what I mean?
Were you talking about
me? You're lucky you didn't fall asleep because I would write with Sharpie all over your face.
Were you talking shit about me when I left for a second?
I mean, this is recorded. You'll find out. There's no need to have a tantrum right now about it. You'll hear it later.
Okay, cheers.
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 Oh. It's a Wednesday night.
Get your wig on.
Oh.
Yeah, get your glasses on. We'll take a picture.
Oh, are you for real?
I am for real going to take a picture.
Okay.
By the way, no tits out, okay, for the picture. Oh my God. I'm
totally
dying.
Have red tongue. I'm so glad I found my Beats headphones.
So
I know
glad.
It's old school, but I like a corded fucking headphone because right when you get to that spot in the song where you are just going to be like, wah, and then it cuts out because some stupid fucking Bluetooth drama. No, that ruins the whole moment. I want a corded fucking headphone. And these Beats headphones, yes, they're old school.
Yes.
But they get the job done. And I like them.
They do. So another thing I was going to say really quickly, since I'm like serious, Jocelyn, tonight, apparently.
Okay, we're so serious.
The one thing about like taking those jumps, like jumping in head first, which I think is amazing that you've started your Michicorn company and you got into real estate and you're like traveling the United States and checking out all these cool places and... I think it's awesome. But talking about like letting go and like blocking out negative people and toxic people and not allowing them to, like you said, that is amazing.
You guys are not letting me have my conversation, are you? I see.
I'm listening to you.
I'm totally listening.
This is my listening face.
That is not your listening face.
Yeah, it is.
I'm getting in the zone.
I feel like I'm like at school.
And we're talking about toxic people and how we need to cut them out of your life. And I'd like to say that I pointed that out first, since we're one-upping each other today.
Oh,
and every
my
time. God. Nope. Really? That part of my new beginnings was doing less of shit.
That's true.
That's the only way you're going to move forward.
Yes.
That's been a huge part of the process. And that's actually the huge celebration, is cutting out what you don't need to do. And as a mom, what we got, how many kids combined?
Like a fuck ton.
12? 9.
Jesus.
No,
okay, so we're practically a Duggar, you guys.
But what were you saying about like blocking out negativity and to getting toxic people, or cutting out the things that, yeah, you know, are just weighing you down? Yeah. I mean, that goes.
Yeah, you have to delegate. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ginger?
Yes.
You got shit going on, right?
Yes. I'm all
about. How do you get it done? You got to delegate.
Well, to be honest with you, I have to say, like, I don't usually let toxic people in to begin with, as far as cutting them out. I feel like as I see their toxicity, I don't need extra people. I have the right amount of people. So right. Like if someone new comes in and they blow that right away. Yeah. That's a negative. As far as delegating, that's the number one thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard for people to do, because it means giving up control. As soon as you give someone a responsibility, now it's like their responsibility, and hopefully it works out.
True.
If it doesn't work out, fuck it. There's always more wine, you know?
That, there's always more vodka and tequila and wine. No, that's a good point though. Yeah, I mean, I think
I love that.
I'm on a spiritual journey too. I've mentioned this before, and I figured out that I'm a little bit of an empath, and I didn't recognize it before, but I've got a word to label. I know you're into labeling, Ginger.
Yeah.
So now I'm labeling myself, and
I'm like anti-labeling.
I know.
I don't know. It depends what day it is.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's Wednesday, but I too am where you're at, you know, trying to just sort of like cut off the extra weight, like cut out the dead weight and like move forward and leave that shit behind and move forward and focusing on like new beginnings and more positivity and like keeping the people around, being more conscientious, like Ginger, keeping the people around that don't suck, you know, and like letting the people that do
pretty
suck
easy
behind. It's like, not
you suck. Yeah, you do. Next.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ginger, like, you are an inspiration.
Totally.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
I don't have time. I feel like I neglect people that I care about when I keep people that suck around.
There you
so
go.
Yeah. That's the problem. And I've done that before and I've made that mistake. And the people that I love, when I sacrifice them for the people that suck, they still love me. And I was like, I shouldn't be doing that to you.
Exactly.
You guys don't deserve that. Like, you love me. These people suck. I'm going to hang out with the love me people that I also love, you know,
right?
The suck people.
Precisely.
And that kind of goes along too with like, if you're in a job that sucks and you have an idea in your head that you want to do, like do it, you know, even if just start on the side.
I don't know. I don't like when people say that, you know, it's not that easy. You can't just do it.
You can start on the side while you're doing the main thing and then get it going, you know?
Yeah. I would say just like try to be brave to anybody.
Talk about it to your people. Bring up the idea. I mean, I've talked to so many people that have been in those shoes saying, I don't know, it's not that easy. And it's like, well, here's some pathways. Here's some steps that I've been in with my clients and what they had to go through. And some of my clients had to sell stuff. So they had to make big moves and big changes. And a lot of that is, you know, reallocating where financial shit goes, and it's serious.
Yeah.
It's serious. It's, but if you want to make a seriously awesome change, you can do it. Like,
there's a phrase. I'm going to tell you guys a story.
It's an excuse. If you want to do something and you can't, like, we're in America.
It's a yes, I can fucking country.
It's a do.
Here's
it.
A story for you. Back in the day, I had a gambling problem. Do I still have a gambling problem? Yes. But I'm a grown-up, so it doesn't matter. I don't have time to gamble. I don't even have time to fucking go to the bathroom. So, but back in the day, I used to go to casinos. And there was one time I went to this casino called Foxwoods. It's fucking awesome in Connecticut. I had the best time there, okay? So everything was on the line. I'm at the table. It doesn't matter what it is. It's everything. It was on the line. And what comes out? No balls, no babies. That's it. You have to have fucking balls to make the babies. All goes on the table. Boom. $750, that was fucking awesome. I'm done for the night. Did I lose that $750 because I was too fucked up to remember where it is? Yes.
But did I win?
But I won it. Okay. Because that's what it is. Like, for people that are going to be entrepreneurs, they're going to get out of that, like, I work for somebody W-2 lifestyle. It's all about having, you have to take a risk.
Yeah.
You have to take a risk and you have to put everything on the line. And if you don't,
yeah,
you can be safe and be fine.
Yeah.
But if you do, you might fucking make it. And then you can do whatever the fuck you want and go live in, where do you live? Bervaviewdub, Michigan. I'm sorry. I'm shitty with words and shit, but wherever the fuck that is and whenever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Bitching.
Well, and that, and like, just make sure you find the people, like reach out to people, like Carrie was saying, you know, if you have an idea, talk to your people and share it with your people, because
do you have the right people? Ginger?
Exactly.
Just like what Ginger is saying, are you surrounding yourself with the right people?
I sometimes am not around the right people, but I'm getting better at cutting those people out. And then I'm also getting better about bringing the right people in. And that's my superpower. It's like, I have something that I need to have done. Like, I need podcast artwork. I can't fucking do that. So I'm going to find the right person, which is Carrie. And I'm going to say, I've got an idea and this is what's happening. Like, can you help me? And you're like, fuck yeah, I'm going to help you. And like, you're like, just jumped right in. And I love that about you, because then it's like so supportive. So that like support in that piece of this podcasting was like crucial to the fruition. And then like me going to Ginger and saying like, hey, you want to come on this podcast thing? And like, you want to jump in the, you want to jump in the boat? You getting in the boat? Are we getting in the boat? What are we doing?
I just love that you said fruitation. I love that pretty much every episode there's some word that's made up. And I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure fruitation, not a word. But like now.
It is now.
America and we can do whatever the fuck
it's America.
We want. It's America. Free bitches.
Jasmine's bringing it.
But I think it's pretty fun to be around other women that, you know, like get it, you know, I mean,
well, and dudes too, as long as they're not trying to bang you all the time, you know,
every day,
right?
Tonight it's tits out and let's just round it off. Like jump in if you've got an idea and just do it and cut out the, like, you know, the weighted negativity if you can. And
wigs make it happen.
Get your unicorn on. Yep. So Carrie, as we wrap up tonight, because I have children that are like, you know, intruding a little bit, and I know that you've got to like go and hang out with your man with your wig, because you know we're making it weird apparently.
Always weird. Never fail.
Can I include all of your links in our show notes? What did you just say?
I said it's always weird, never fails.
That's
always weirdness. It's happening now. See what happened?
It's another one of my superpowers. I can make things.
No, if we're talking about superpowers, though, I have to say, like, my number one superpower is fitting leftovers in the right size container.
That's true.
And if there is anyone else out there who has the same superpower, please find me, because I feel like it's the weirdest and most annoying superpower ever. Like, I want a better one, but it is nice.
Do you feel like screaming though when you're in that, like, compartment in your kitchen, that drawer, that like cupboard?
No, it's like easy. It's just natural for me. Like, I just reach in, I grab the right one, and it fits every time. It's like no drama.
Oh my
god, like, that's my superpower. Yeah. Just like I natural. I always pick the right shit.
All right.
Yeah, I totally want that.
Can we put all of your links in the show notes so that if anybody's interested in checking out Michicorn and or wants to check out like interactive candy? I see a cat.
I just want to say I'm not cool with everyone else using this, because my shit's the best. And if anyone else starts using it, their shit's going to be good too.
Oh my God, really?
So I think we should maybe not talk about
it. Maybe you should share the love, Ginger. Quit being so selfish, okay?
Fuck
share
you.
The love.
Fine.
It's not all about you, okay?
Put earbuds in the baby. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, and I'll give you my new link, which is searching for homes. So if you want to get a comparative market analysis and see what you're missing out in wonderful vacation spots that you can live and enjoy, I'll put that link in there too.
Yes, let's do it. We're gonna put all the links, all of it, like interactive candy, Michicorn, and we'll also put in your new real estate adventure link in the show notes. Thank you for coming on. I was so excited.
Good seeing this you. I miss your face.
I know this was a long time in the making, and I'm glad that we were able to connect and like make it work, you know?
It was so long, but thank you so much.
I know.
I had a great time.
So hang tight, girls. All right.
Hold on for a second. Mwah, 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 mwah. Thanks, friends, for joining us in the conversation tonight. Thanks to our guest as well. Be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Even if you listen to us on another podcast app, that's okay. Just leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We will see it, and it will go in our review section on our website, and we might even give you a shout out. So there's that. Also, make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts. It's not subscribe anymore. It's follow. And find us on social. We're there. We're interacting with you. We're having a good time. And we're sharing more chaos with you on Facebook and Instagram as well. All right. Have a great night. We'll catch you on the flip side. New episode every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Cheers.